Rabbanan. She's an heir from the Rabbanan. The Amai Koral Lahu Issa Mitzvah. Why does it get this name of an Issa Mitzvah? She Mitzvah Lishmeh Dibre Chomin. Because it's a mitzvah to listen what the Chomin said. But this is only an erva. She's also to you only because the Chomin said not to marry her. That's one type of an isha. That if she forced you to Yibum, you're supposed to give a Chalitza and not Yibum. Kedusha. What is Issa Kedusha? What does that mean? That means Chai V'Lavim Midiraisa. Almon L'Kain Godol. Let's say your brother, the Kohen Gadol's brother died, so now he cannot be miyabim his brother's wife, because the Kohen Gadol's not allowed to marry an amona. So there, or else Gerusha v'chalus v'Kohen Hegyet. Let's say she's a case where your brother married her b'issa. Your brother married a Gerusha, and now his wife died, so she's also to you. So these are cases that's called Issa Kedusha. If you're my Korul Issa Kedusha, why are they called Loshen of Issa Kedusha? Yes, sir, the pasuk says, "Kedoshim yiyu Eloheihem." Therefore, al kahanim are supposed to be kodesh. Therefore, these yisurim, yisur kahane, is called lashon kedusha. So, okay, it's very good. In these cases, chayv elavim, we hold like kedushin really is chal. Therefore, there is a parish of yibum. Just yibum, we do not want because we make a gzera be a rishon or to be a shniya. Therefore, there's a mitzvah to make chalitza. Whereas, if a chayv krisis falls to you, since there's no Kedushin at all, therefore there's no Mrs. Yibum. You're Potel Gamli. Now, the Tanya, Lord, we learned on this Braisa, Reb Yehuda Machlif Chalufei. Reb Yehuda changes it around. And he says, Mitzvah, Mishum Mitzvah means an Issa B'Raisa. And Mishum Kedusha, that means an Issa B'Rabonim. So, Huda Michlif, he just changes it around, that's all. But he still agrees to the Loch in the case where an Amona forced to a Kohen Gadol, even though it's a Chayve Lavin, or a Gerusha to a Kohen, a Chayve Lavin, the locker is, Chalitza boy, still she needs Chalitza. Even though she's your sister-in-law, she's also to you with a Lav, she's a Gerusha, still you have to give a Chalitza. Now the question is why? According to Rabbi Yehuda, why? Do you talk about this? You're going to think and tell me. We have Yehuda, who have Yakiva Srielay, that Rabbi Yehuda really holds, like Rabbi Yakiva Shita, that holds Chayve Lavin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin, so comes out Chai V'Lavin is mamish like a Chai V'Tfisas. If so, Michti, let's see. Chai V'Lavin, Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, a Gerusha to a Kohen, a Chai V'Lavin, ki a Chai V'Tfisas dummy. He learns out from Sukkim that a Mamzer is even from a Chai V'Lavin. And a Mamzer, only kids only a Mamzer if there's no Kedushin. So he learns out even with a regular Chai V'Lavin, the Kedushin is not Chal. If so, according to Rabbi Kiva, Chai V'Lavin has the same Chomer like Chai V'Krisis. If so, there should not be any Chalitza. For Chai V'Krisis, Lav B'nei Chalitzis, V'Yibim Ninu. If your sister-in-law is a Chai V'Krisis to you, let's say two brothers marry two sisters, so when one brother dies, his wife now is a Chai V'Krisis to the other brother. It's your wife's sister. So in such a case, there's no Mitzvah Yibim at all. Where the sister-in-law, the Yavama, is Chai V'Krisis, they run out from Sukkim, your potter. There's not even Chalitza. It's Mufka for no Pasha of Chalitza, of Yibum. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you want to tell me Hosna Kebbe Kiva, so by Chai V'Lavin, also there should be no Yibum. And here Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Mitzvah and Kedusha, it's only question which one means this Rabbanan, which one means this Lavin. But in these two cases, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the din is you have to give Chalitza, you're not potter. The question is why? If you tell me now we want to say Rabbi Yehuda is like a Kiva, she should be Potel Gamri. Yeah. So for instance, I'll tell you part simple. Lidvara of the Tanakama Komar V'lei Leisirulei. I'll tell you here, Rabbi Yehuda is only saying pshat in the Tanakama. You're telling me now that Mishum Mitzvah means an Issa D'Rabbanan. And Mishum Kedusha means an Issa Torah. You're just saying, really, I disagree with you in the Ikka Halacha. I hold that a Chai V'Lavin, there'll be no Yibma at all. There'll be no Chalitza. But according to your Shita, that you hold that there is Kedushim Achai V'Lavin, so there is a Mitzvah Yibum, I argue in you and say you should change around L'Shainus. What you call Mitzvah is called Kedusha. What you call Kedusha, I call Mitzvah. Then Achanami, we have Yehuda himself, Leistrila, does not hold from the Shita. V'Lei, he himself, Rabbi Yehuda, Leistrila, he does not hold like this. He holds that Chai V'Lavin is like Chai V'Krisis, that there's no Mitzvah Yibum at all. This is the way one time of the Kitzel learns Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Kiyosi Rabbi Yitzchak, when Rabbi Yitzchak came, Tony, he learned Kiditnan, like it says in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says a general cloud. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer, Einoi chayev ele mishum ein bovad. Judah says, doesn't make a difference, even though she's really married to your father. She's really an Eishes Av also. But since she's also your mother, and you live with her, you only chayev one time chayev. The kris is only one chattis, not two. Even though she's really married, not like the Brisa before, only because there's no kedushin. No, even though she's really your father's wife, but still, he says, Loshanov, ein chayev ele mishum ein bovad. The time am I, what's the reason according to Yudu then? What kind of svar is that? Why, if you live with your mother, that your father's wife, is there only one chiyuv chatas? Rabbi says like this. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Imchahi. And this erva of living with your mother says an extra word, in extra words of Imchahi, repeated extra. So, Midashin, it means to teach us, Mishum Imai Ata Mechaivai. Anytime you live with your mother, you should know, you can never be chayiv more than one time. There's only one chiyuv of imoy, but v'iyato mechayiv mishemesh esav. Even in the case where she's really married to your father, still there's no chiyuv esh esav. That's what Yudas Rasha says an extra time, imchahi. Rashi says, imchahi, ervas avicho, v'ervas imcho, leisigala, that means your mother. Imchahi repeats itself, she's your mother. So lamali imchi, what do we mean the extra words imchahi? We're talking about your mother. And Lemlach comes to teach us, Sim Yeshlo Shnei Shemus, your mother now, has two Yisurim upon you, in Aim, Yeshesav, she's your mother and she's also your father's wife, a special love of Yeshesav, Ein Chayez Elam Yishunimai, that's the extra words imchahi. That's of Yudas Rasha. It's like exerts the cost of the imchi, Yoni Chayez Mishumim, and not Mishum Yeshesav. For the more Elam Yatev, that's the Pshadin of Yehud Elam Yatev. The Pasuk also says, Ervas Eishes Avicha, special Pasuk, you can't live with your father's wife, Leisagala Ervas Avicha. It repeats itself. Also, you know why? Because it's called an Erva of your father. Like I've covered your father, you're not allowed to marry or live with his wife. So, why does it say the extra words Avicha? Avicha. So, make a drush here also. Mishum Eishes Savat Mechayvi. Any time this lady is your father's wife, even though she's also your mother, you can only be chayiv mishum eshesav. But v'yatzah mechayiv mishum imay. You cannot be chayiv mishum imay. So how do you know which one is ikka? Obviously both can't be true. You'll be potter then. According to this, you're potter. Because look at this chayiv of imchahi, since you're eshesav, you're not chayiv eshesav. And now eshesav, you're not chayiv ein. So both can't be true. So one of them is extra. If you're dashing, telling me the word imchi is extra, I have a question on you. It says avichi, it's also extra. So you see, you can't make this type of a drasha. Ela rather means like this. Imai means she eshes ovid koi. Koi hocho omamayat lo. There's a question. Ela imai, she he eshes av. What's going to be the case when you have your mother and she's really your father's wife also? If so, koi hocho omamayat lo, she's not chai mishunayim, and koi hocho omamayat lo. She's not chayiv mishumesh esav either, so you get away with it, and that can't be. Hash to imay, madak where she's your mother, shein away esav, and she's not your father's wife. Your father's son has this with a lady; he wasn't married to her, and she came pregnant. She and you're the son, so your mother is also to you mechayiv esav and shein imay. In the case with son, your father married another lady, so she's your father's wife, but she's not your mother. Mechayiv. You're chayiv, chayiv chorus if you live with them, the shaygi. You chayiv chattis, or you chayiv skilo b'mezid. Imoy, she eshes oviv, in a case where this lady is both. She's both your mother, and she's also your father's wife. Loi mechayiv klau. Is that any sort to say, then you potter? What kind of sense? It doesn't make any sense. So obviously, the way you're dashing is wrong. You can't tell me from the word imchi, it means to tell me, not eshes av. Because I have the word avichi, also not aim. So that can't be. It can't be pshat. That's one kashan of Yehuda. Secondly, the Rabbanan argue tziv imchi. Like, how could the Rabbanan, if you hold such a drash imchi, why did the Rabbanan argue then? According to Rabbanan, how could they say yichayiv twice? You're right, it says the word imchi. Elamai has to be, we don't dash in the word imchi. Elo rather, what's the pshat on the word imchi, the extra word? Elohumi boilei likarav shisha bled ravidi. The Rabbi Yehuda, we need it for his drasha. Rashi says, later on we'll have it. It comes to teach us if you live with your mother that's not your father's wife, that you chayev skila. Because it only says the words demeyim bom, it does not say skila. So you need the word imchi to teach us that you get skila. That's what you need it for. If so, we have Yehuda and Amateh from Yehuda also the same thing. When the prophet says next to the word imchi, it's come to teach me what type of a chi of misa she gets, the skila that she receives, and not telling us that you only chai of mishamein and not mishamei shesav. So that can't be pshat on Rabbi Yehuda. So more says true. Elo rather, omer rav acha, brei de rav hika. Omer kro, the prophet says like this. Ervosa, says ervosa, so we dash in a Russian yochid, mishum erva acha sato mechaivoi, viyato mechaivoi mishum shtei ervos. Ervos. That's the chiddush here. In the case where this one lady is your mother and she's also your father's wife, so really there should be two ervos here. No, the pasuk says ervo, ervoso, lashon yochid only her. So you only chayim mishumein and not mishum eshesav. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Russia. The pasuk says ervas imchahi loisigale ervoso. So the pasuk of imchi, it says ervoso, that's the deal. Mashma, only one yichayim and not two. But the more of that's true, elam yatir so, ervas kaloscho loisigale eshes bimchahi, it also says the word ervosa by your daughter-in-law. So, Ochinam, you also want to tell me, Mishum erva achasat mechayvoy, viat mechayvoy mishum shtei ervos. In the case where your daughter-in-law is married to your son, so if you live with her, you only chayv one and not two. The Mishnah says not like that. Viatnam, you also now Mishnah. How bo al kalosoy, if a man lives with his daughter-in-law, chayv ole mishum kalosoy, or mishum eshesish. It says clearly, you chayv twice. There are two chatoyim. You have to bring two chatois if it's a b'shoigig. And it says also, Bein v'chayi b'noi, Bein l'yachemises b'noi, that the yisra kalos applies even after your son dies. And here, for like Polag Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda does not argue over here. So why? It says by kalos also, ervoso he. It says the word ervoso. So you should medayik only her, and not two. Yoni chayi mishum your daughter-in-law, and not mishum eshes ish. So you have to be consistent. So what's pshan Rebbe Yehuda? So this can't be pshan Rebbe Yehuda either. Ella, what do you have to say? Kiva on the chad gufa heve. Listen, your daughter-in-law, she's one person. So afagav the trei yisurinu. Even though now with living with her, you have two different yisurim. One, she's an eshes ish, she's married. Secondly, she's your daughter-in-law. Kiva evosa. Still it says the word evosa, because even though there's two yisurim, but it's talking about one person, the Torah says the lashon yochid evosa. So there you hokinami, the same thing by your mother also. Hokinami. Kivon the chad gufevi. It's your mother, it's one person. Afagav the trey yisurininu. It could be lamaista if your mother is married to your father. She's your father's wife. So there are two yisurim here. There's an eshes av involved, and there's an aim involved. I'll tell you still, ksib ervoso, the Torah writes lashon yochid ervoso, not to teach us yoni chayah for one, because since it's one person, it says lashon yochid. But maybe still you should be chayiv twice. So we still have a kash wash on in Rabbi Yehuda. Ela rather on my rova.
Rova says like this. Ela my rova, ksav Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that ervas avicha zu eshes avicha. When it says in the pasuk, the pasuk says ervas avicha vi ervas imcha loisegala imchahi. Here's the pasuk that says imchahi. It says loisegala ervosa. At the beginning of the pasuk says ervas avicha. The question, what does the word Erva Savicha mean? So you'd hold Zu Esha Savicha. It means your father's wife. Or Maisalab Xerashava. How does he know it means Ishas? So Xerashava, Rashi says, it says later also Avichahi, Erva Savicha, and there also it means your father's wife. So you learn now from the Rashi of the Pasuk here that says Erva Savicha means your father's wife, whether she's your mother or whether she's not your mother. Still the Lacha is, Yechayiv Mishum Eishas Av. No, Mashma Bein Eishas Aviv She'imai, whether she is your mother. Bein Eishas Aviv She'imai, whether she's not your mother. So, still Yechayiv for Eishas Av. Now, Imai She'imai Eishas Aviv Minayin. How do we know if you live with your mother that's not your father's wife? How do we know that's also an Erva? On this Talmudim, the Pasuk says Ervas Imcha. Next part of the Pasuk starts off again Ervas Avicha, then it says Ervas Imcha. Ervas imcha, leisegala imchi. Here it says the word imchi. To teach us, mishum imoy atzom mechayvei, viatom mechayvei mishum eshes aviv. In the case where she's your mother, then you only chayiv mishum ein, and you're not chayiv mishum eishes aviv. In other words, true, like we said before, the pshat of Yehuda is that there's a miyotir imchi, that when she's your mother, you only chayiv mishum your mother and not mishum eishes av. Even though the ratio of the passage says erev asavicha, which is mashma, anytime she's your father's wife, yichayiv, even though she's your mother. So the question is, why does it repeat itself again later and say imchi? That for me is to teach us that when she's your mother, you only chayiv mishum one and not mishum two. But the question before was, I it says, be'erbas esha savicha or erba savichi. So let's say also in a case where she's your mother, let's say in a case where she's both, again, so the question was, I it says before, yes, this erba savichi, maybe that means to tell us, you only chayiv when she's your father's wife, but not if she's yain, you'll be potter. So saying that you can't say, because here the person starts off saying erba savicha. So mashma, when she's your mother's wife, when she's your father's wife, no matter what, really would be chayiv. So therefore, only by the word imchi, that to me is only when she's your mother, you only chayiv one and not twice. I now, what do we do with the words erba savichi? So Rashi will soon see that would ask him something else. Rashi says, Tanya kavos.